Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled, Seeing Beyond. We read in Acts chapter 7, verse 55, But Stephen, being filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. That was a view that he saw while stones were raining down upon him, taking his life from him, but bringing him into everlasting life. We read in Scripture, and the reality that we find in this world is that each and every one of us, unless we are raptured before, we'll come to the place where we will cease to be alive, physically speaking. But spiritually, we are going to live forever in one place or the other. For believers, we will live in eternity with God in heaven. If we are unbelievers, we will spend eternity in that place that's beyond description, in horror and suffering. And Stephen was a man who had believed in God. He was a faithful man. He constantly was doing more than he was asked to do. He was chosen and selected by the disciples to take care of the feeding of the widows and orphans that came to be fed. And he did that. I'm sure that he was probably one of the favorites. Can you imagine people who were needy, who were hungry, who had no food, who had no one to care for them, suddenly realizing that here was a group known as disciples who were taking care of their needs, saving their life. And among those who were taking care of their needs was one who was constantly smiling and encouraging and seeing something that they wanted to see themselves, a glimpse of glory. Here was a man who looked beyond the things of this world and saw the things of God. It did not set well with the religious leaders of that day. They did not like believers. They hated Christians. They persecuted Christians. And in the case of Stephen, they condemned him and began to stone him. And in the midst of his stoning, his eyes were open, and he saw the glory of God. And he saw the Jesus he served standing at the right hand of God. Oh, what a view! He was seeing beyond the things of this world and looking into eternity. You know, as we go through the difficult times of our life, we need to look beyond and see what is awaiting for us, a glory that is beyond anything this world could ever offer. Never be discouraged. Never be disheartened. Always look beyond and see what is awaiting for us. The things of this world will grow strangely dim when we see the things that are waiting for the people of God. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we're so thankful that we have been given the privilege of serving you, living for you, in some cases suffering for you and even dying for you. But Lord, let us always have a joy in our heart, a smile on our lips, and praise for the Heavenly Father who has gone before us to give us eternal life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.